Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your written word, and our prayer is very simple. We ask that you'd open your word to our hearts, and then also open our hearts to your word, and we ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, slaves and slavery. How many times does this passage talk of slaves and slavery? It's full of it. And what a topic for a Sunday evening. If we were to be asked, would you like to be a slave? I doubt that many of us would say yes. This is because for us, slave or slavery is an ugly word. And no wonder, because it brings to mind the slavery in the ancient world where people were captured by invading armies and then sold as slaves in the slave market as if they were animals with no rights. Or it brings to mind the slave trade, where people in Africa were kidnapped and then brought to America to be slaves. So when we think of slavery of this sort, we are rightly appalled by it and opposed to it. The Bible is not condoning this sort of slavery. So how can this passage talk about Christians as slaves? The Bible says that if we put our trust in Jesus' death on the cross in our place, then we have been set free from sin. The Bible talks of our freedom in Christ. So where does this talk of being slaves fit in? Now, perhaps we may react also against the idea of being a slave or servant in another different sense. That is that as human beings, we don't like to be subject to anybody. Each of us likes to be our own boss. And so for a variety of reasons, talk of slaves and slavery might not sit very easily with us. So why does our passage do it? Why all this talk of slaves and slavery? Well, it's all because it's an answer to a question that comes at the beginning of our passage, there in verse 15. So please do open your Bibles if you close them. It's on page 1133 of the Church Bibles. We're going to be working through this passage together, and it would be really helpful to keep it open as we learn from it together. So have a look at verse 15 and how our passage begins. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? By no means. Well, it's a question that people have been asking for the last 2,000 years. If I am saved by grace, that is, if I'm saved by Jesus' death on the cross, and not by the good things I do, does it mean that I can live any way I like? Well, the rest of the passage gives us the answer to that question. And the short answer from the Apostle Paul is an outraged, by no means. Outraged because if we're asking this question, can't I live any way I like, it shows that we haven't understood what it means to be saved. It's serious stuff. And the rest of the passage explains why. And the first thing it tells us is that we're all slaves. We're all slaves. Just have a look, please, at verse 16. Don't you know that when you offer yourself to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey? As someone said, no one is free. Everyone is a slave to something or someone. And we all offer ourselves as sacrifices on some altar, serve some cause, and slave for what we see as our highest good in life. What we serve becomes our master. It controls our actions and attitudes. So to whom are we slaves? Well, let's look again at verse 16, please. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you're slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? Well, the Apostle Paul here is saying that we're either slaves to sin, or we're slaves to obedience, to God, to righteousness. And there's no middle ground, to use the analogy from the last World War, Second World War, there is no spiritual Switzerland. You can't be neutral when it comes to slavery. Whenever we choose not to obey God, we're not choosing to be free. No, we're choosing to be slaves to sin rather than to our Saviour. Either you serve sin or you serve God. So we're all slaves. The second answer that our passage gives to this question, can't I live as I please, is that Christians are slaves of God. Christians are slaves of God. Let's have a look, please, at verses 17 and 18. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Before we became Christians, says the Apostle Paul, he says we are slaves to sin. That is, that's what we're born in and born as, and that's what we are by nature. But, Paul says, if you're a Christian, you have wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. In other words, you've obeyed the gospel. You've believed the gospel, the good news about Jesus, and everything that God promises through him. And he says you've been entrusted to the gospel. What does that mean? Well, to be entrusted to something is to be put in the care of something. And what does that mean? Well, just have a look again at verse 18. You've been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Why are we set free from sin? Well, in order to be a slave to righteousness. As a Christian, we have to understand this. Freedom for a Christian is not to do as I please, not to do as we please. It's the freedom to do as God pleases. So the second reason we can't live however we want is that through the gospel, God claims us as his own. Christians are slaves of God. So, Paul says there in verse 19, if you have a look at it, please, serve your new master. Let's have a look at verse 19. I put this in human terms, because you are weak in your natural selves. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. Have you ever heard the saying, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. If sin is our master, we will go from bad to worse, to ever-increasing wickedness. If God is our master, we will it will lead us to holiness. And as we act in a particular way, with a particular motivation, we find that it shapes our character and it becomes more natural to us to act that way again. So as you go through the Christian life and God is your master, how will this affect the choices you make every day and every week? What you choose to watch on television or online, the jokes you make, the activities you take part in, the jobs you apply for, the use of your time, the money you spend. These things will shape us bit by bit. How are you going to work out your freedom in Christ? And then we have verses 20 to 23, which is the third answer to this question. Why can't we live as we please? And the answer is, God's slaves are given eternal life. God's slaves are given eternal life. Have a look at verse 20, please. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you're now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What is the benefit, or the consequence, we might say, of being a slave of sin? There are no benefits, none whatsoever. But the consequence is death. Not just eternal future death, but also a kind of death in this life. As somebody said, if we're enslaved to something other than God, we will not be at peace in this life or in the next. will experience shame, anxiety, self-pity, inadequacy, and envy. And of course, the ultimate result of slavery to sin is eternal death. As we read here, the wages of sin is death. But for the Christian, and for the Christian, this is a great place to end up. Just look at the result of being a slave of God. Let's look at verses 22 to 23 again. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's a great benefit in this life. Holiness. Being at peace with God, living under his loving rule, and knowing his blessing. Living under his rule is true freedom. And what a marvellous gift God has given us. Eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's so undeserved, and all because of him. You might ask, I've put my trust in Jesus. Are my sins covered? Yes. Your sins are paid for. You belong to God. So let's not live for ourselves. Let's live as slaves of God. Let's serve him. And remember, we can serve him only because Jesus died for us. As we sit, let's pray together. You've been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for this wonderful privilege that we have, that not only did Jesus die for us, but actually that we have been set free from slavery to sin so that we can actually be your servants. Thank you that this is a wonderful privilege, and only ours in Christ, and all because of Jesus. And thank you that we have also that great gift of eternal life through him too. And so we ask that you would help us to remember what you've done for us, and that we would be people who say, well, I can't live as I want, but actually I need to live to please my master. He's done so much for me, and therefore to live away in his way, in the way to please him day by day. And we ask it for your name's sake. Amen.